This week on the OG Boys podcast, we talk Sunday League football.
Ref, I don't have any cash on me, but is there another form of payment we can do?
I'm not going to name names, but that bloke is now a TikToker.
Having the confidence in myself to walk around smelling like
You, and you.
Welcome to the OG Boys podcast. On today's episode, we're going to talk about Sunday League, because Sunday League is great chat.
So, to translate that, welcome back to the OG Boys podcast. We're going to be talking about Sunday League.
That's not actually what I said. I said, welcome back to the OG Boys podcast. On today's episode, we're going to be talking about Sunday League, because Sunday League is where it's at.
Okay, I was close, wasn't I? I was very close.
It was close, but why did I just have my mic in my mouth?
Because you're claiming that, it doesn't matter where you are.
Sunday
something.
League, you look like a Sunday League... Not your outfit, but if I had to look at you and judge you as a Sunday League player, you'd be a bench warmer. Actually, no, you'd be lucky to make the squad. But if you were in the team, you'd definitely be a... Now, you got a bit of a dick, like with that moustache, the hair, bit of a dickhead look to you, you'd be that busy centre mid. Yeah, you would.
If you knew me, that would not be the case.
No, but you would. You'd be a busy centre mid.
You'd be that ratty captain who just gets in the ear of the referee.
Yeah, and damn right,
that's what he does. That's him, actually.
Actually, yeah, I'm going to go straight into that.
Yeah, go on.
So, Sunday League, right? Yeah, it's not the Premier League, but we got to act like it is. Do you know what I mean?
Is it not?
Anyway, and Mikey always goes, "Oh, Chaz, you shouldn't waste your energy going at the referee. You should use the energy to perform skills. It's part of my tactic.
It's part of his game, okay? It's part of his game with getting in the ref's face, yeah. Like chatting to him. And mate,
diving in his face.
Okay, it's basically that. Any spectator who watches you would have said that. But he's diving, just making being a shithouse, and like."
No, my game is shithousery. That's what I'm good at. In Sunday League, it's what I can do. It's what I'm good at. And Mikey doesn't understand that sometimes just talking to the ref.
I don't understand.
Wait, listen.
You just said that, no.
Sometimes, listen.
You said I don't understand.
Just talking to the ref, right, or getting in the ref's ear, slows the game down and stuff like that. In Sunday League, what's the biggest issue in players in Sunday League? Fitness. Fitness. So what do? I talk to the ref and I give it in his ear to slow the game down so everyone can have a little...
That's definitely not the reason.
And it slows the game down, changes the tempo.
I've never heard that explanation from you once.
Yeah, I've spoken to Jim about it before.
Okay.
Maybe so not the fitness, the one, slowing the game
there
down.
There we go, slowing the game down. No, but I put all my energy into actually being quiet and getting the goals behind the defence. Like, I didn't even say much
anymore. Why don't you get goals then?
I'm basically top scorer.
For who? Who do you play for right now?
I won't disclose that information.
You're retired. You hung your boots up.
No, I haven't hung my boots up.
Where are they then? Don't fucking take my boots. They are mine.
Oh,
they're
gorgeous.
The Adidas Preds. They're unreal. For the people that aren't watching on video, I've got some outrageously good remake Adidas Preds. Get to it. Put my boots. No, put them back. Don't touch.
Wait, what size are they?
No, right. Let's not talk about. I'm size 7. And what? Why is that funny?
It's not funny.
It's funny.
Get out all those size 7s. Don't know what that means.
Probably size 7 and have that tash.
Okay. At least I can change this tash. You can't change those small feet.
Whoa. So. Disclosure, Mikey is discriminatory towards people with small feet.
No.
You're going to get cancer.
No, I'm not discriminatory at all.
What did you say about it?
I just said you can't change them. I didn't say they're bad at all.
And you laughed.
Okay.
I'm 2024.
Oh, fuck.
Think
right
about
off.
All the people with small feet out there.
Anyways, yeah, so a lot of small feet. Anyway, so Sunday League, as you know, we've been chatting about Sunday League. We're going to talk about, you know, our experiences because we are Sunday League pros. If they were pros
of
Sunday League, I definitely am.
When's the last time you played Sunday League?
Last year.
So you're not a Sunday League pro?
Yeah, I've been injured. I had a back injury.
Shut up.
I actually did, and I wasn't allowed to play for 6 months.
Was that actually why you didn't play though?
No, I literally stopped. I stopped because the back wasn't getting better.
Anyway, carry on.
The back wasn't getting better. So the doctor was like, you shouldn't do any contact sports or anything for like 6 months. Give it a try.
Yeah.
And after 6 months, the season was already over. And didn't really do much since then. I had no excuse really after that 6 months, but that's my reason for the next 6 months, though a whole year. 6 plus 6.
Sound like you're talking a load of shit.
I am talking a load of shit, but yeah, so Sunday League, as you may know, Charlie's 2.5 years older than me, and there was a point in our Sunday League careers where we actually played together, but that was actually a midweek career. We played
it. Sunday League, was it?
Yeah, but that's what I mean. But it's like Sunday League, I'm looking
youth
at...
football, really. Yeah,
Sunday League, I'm looking at like just... amateur football, like proper amateur.
Yeah,
like.
Full disclaimer, when we say Sunday League, we basically just mean amateur football.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, like pub league, amateur, Sunday League, like just all of that.
Anyway, carry on your story.
Yeah, so we used to play at a youth team. So I think it was the age of 15 to 17,
who was the
18.
Captain? Who was the captain?
You.
Yeah, and why was I the captain?
Because you were the loudest.
Mm,
to tell them, really?
I actually don't know the reason.
Because what you do is, captain has great leadership skills, and I have great leadership skills. I know how to communicate, and I know how to be. And generally, the captain's one of the best players, so it's one of the. Well, that's funny.
No. Henderson, the best player at Liverpool?
Oh, he's up there, wasn't he?
One of the best.
He got, did get PFA Writers Player of the Year when they won the league. Did he or did he not?
Did they write his name?
Mikey, Mikey doesn't have the nullo that no, he's have.
No one would say Henderson's one of the best.
You
would
say I was one of the best players that you played with?
Whatever.
In your amateur career?
No.
What? No. Why not?
You weren't the best I played.
One of the best I played. All right,
What's that, 10?
I'm the most intelligent footballer you've ever played.
No, see, this is the delusion he has. He thinks he's the most intelligent player.
No, like my football brain is the best you've ever played with.
No.
Name one better.
I don't know. There's probably other people there. But like, you're not. You think more highly of your own ability, which is good for him, but.
Basically, my football brain is a joke. Like, it's really
there we go.
No, but it is. I see things that people don't see.
If you were that good, you'd be playing at a way higher level.
No.
So why aren't you?
Knee injury, mate. Yeah. When I was young.
You didn't have a knee injury.
Yeah. Actually, talking about injuries, that's a very nice way to introduce the listeners to it, how I actually got injured and ended my football career.
Wait.
It's a real story.
Continue. Yeah, go on.
I played for Fleet Youth, and in the last year of Fleet Youth, when I was 17 or 18, I also wanted to play Sunday League. So Fleet Youth, for those who don't know, is like Mikey said, like Wednesday night football, sort of like youth football. Meant to be like semi-pro, because if you played it for the first team, you'd technically be semi-pro.
Yeah.
But it's not really. So we call it still amateur football. Anyway, I was playing that. I was captain. I was obviously the big man. Yeah, let's have it. Anyway, my mates at college were playing Sunday League, and they were always talking about it at college. So they were like telling funny stories about shit that happened. And I was like, fucking hell, I've got to get back involved. Like, I'm the boy. Let's have it.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, I get back involved, and one of the first things I do is I run into the back of someone. Like, I obviously just thought I was hard for a sec, so I run into the, like, to tackle someone. Like, he had the ball, and I just sprinted into the back of him, sort of like gone to tackle him and foul him at the same time. And I've just smashed my quad into, like, I don't know if it was like his bum or like his something, or the back of him. And I just thought I got a massive dead leg, right? So I played on the entire game, because obviously warrior, that's what I do. And then a few weeks later, I realised that I tore my quad. And ever since then, mate, I've been made of glass, mate. I've been injured every time I go. Played 5-a-side for the first time the other day in about 6-7 months. Injured my ankle. Type 2 or 3 sprain, whatever you call it.
Oh, there's types. Okay.
I don't know if it's type. I mean,
don't I tell them how you did that?
he's just stitching me up. Basically, I blocked a football with my left foot, and it just fucked my left foot.
The ball connecting with his foot.
That's all it was.
Basically sprained his ankle.
It was an impact injury, is what we call it. It makes it sound bad. Impact injury.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's just what happened. I injured my quad, and if I hadn't have injured my quad, who knows where I could have been right now. What's funny about that?
Sorry, but to be fair, you have played at a high level. You played in the Swansea first or second.
Swansea Uni first and seconds, yeah.
First and seconds, that's
used to train
good.
At Swansea training ground, just saying, yeah. Wagwan.
Didn't you see, was it Wilfred Boney in the hairdressers?
Yeah, my haircut in the same place as Wilfred Boney.
Yeah. So was that you being kind of sophisticated, or him just going, oh, I need a trim wherever I can get his trim?
I just think he just knew where a good trim's at, so did I. So, you know what I mean? We both got good trims, so it is what it is.
Debatable.
Come on, Wilfred Boney.
On about injuries as well, so there was an injury that didn't stop my playing career, because I'm not a bitch.
What about your back? You were just crying.
No, but that didn't stop. I was out for a year, 6 months. But no, when I was 17, playing for the local team, like all this was a team full of all my mates. Like, it was 11 aside of just
so a team full of no one.
Yeah, exactly. No, piss off. No, but so I joined this team, had a good training session. I think midweek Thursday. Got great training session. Felt good. So I thought, you know what? I'll help, you know, pick up the cones, get the balls from around the pitch, yeah? And last ball across the pitch, I was just walking casually, walking to the ball, and literally, I don't know where it was, but there was a little hole in the ground. I step on it, roll my ankle, collapse to the floor in so much pain.
You're such a drama queen.
No, I'm not even joking. So I roll to the floor, I in so much pain. My mate thinks I'm joking, runs over to me, jumps on me, starts like, obviously, being weird with me, and I literally scream. I said, "Get the fuck off!" Like,
that's harsh.
Probably, I wasn't, mate. I'd rolled my ankle, and then
what happened to your ankle in the end?
It was a massive tennis ball, and I was out for like 3-4 weeks.
A massive tennis
ball. Like, it looked like a tennis ball. My ankle.
Did you break your ankle?
No, I didn't break it. It was just
he's crying about it. I mean, you
okay,
break
so being
ankle.
Out when you can't stand on your foot.
Talking about ankle injuries. So when I was young, I actually broke my foot. This is not football, but it does. Kind of come under football because it put me out of the game for a long time.
Yeah.
So my mum and dad split up when I was young. And
They lived about, literally, it must have been a 1 minute, 2 minute walk away from each other. I decided, oh, I'm going to go over to my dad's house and I'm going to jog. I'm going to jog over to my dad's house nice and quickly and get there nice and quickly. And you know, we used to live in a housing estate where there's lots of speed bumps. So you know the speed bumps that are like attached to the pavement. So like as the speed bump goes up, like the pavement is sort of the same size as it. And there's like a little ramp before. So as the ramp and the pavement sort of go up to meet each other at the same height, there's a little like, what do you call it? Like a tiny cliff. And I basically stepped on that, rolled my ankle, ended up breaking my foot.
Yeah, wasn't it?
From like running a 20-second run to my dad's house.
Yeah, I remember that because you slept that over that night and then I think you had to
go. Yeah, because dad was like, you don't need to, you know, this classic dad, you don't need to go to the hospital, mate. You should just bruise, mate. Don't worry about it. And then the classic mum, oh my God, you still taking him to the hospital. Took me to the hospital. X-ray, broken foot, the tiniest break ever. And I was sprinting on it within 2 weeks because my bones are just sick like that.
Okay, so he's probably got impatient, went, yeah, and I'll just start running on it.
He was actually on holiday and the boys were running on the beach and I was like, let's have it.
Was that the case?
Yeah, it was in Sandbanks. We was on Sandbanks and we was on holiday and someone was sprinting. Actually, talking about Sandbanks and football, God, this is taking me places I didn't think I'd remember.
Yeah, good. Go
so we was on a football pitch and I'm still a bit of a cock sometimes, but in a fun way. There was these randomers playing with the football, right? And I don't know why I've done it, but the ball just fell to me on the beach and I think I've just smacked it away. And I don't know why, like, what a dick. And these guys must have been like 18 at the time. I was probably about 10. And one of them just sprinted after me and I just had to peg it away. I can't remember if he caught me or not. Probably not because I'm quick. But yeah, I don't know why that came to my head, that story. But basically, yeah, I was just a little arrogant bitch, I reckon.
Still is.
Whoa. Harsh.
No, it still is. But that's, for some reason, that's brought me to like how you obviously used to be like an arrogant little bitch. Your words. And I, when I was younger, I used to be the most like aggressive, stubborn little kid on the football pitch. No, because now, like ever since I turned like, I don't know, even like 13, 14, I've changed completely in football. Like I was like so calm up top. No, but before I was a little rat. I used to, if I didn't like the game, I'd sit in the middle of the pitch, start playing, making daisy chains. And one of the times mum had to come pick me off the ground and take me off the pitch. So I was just being a little rat. And so I used to do that all the time.
You were just a helmet.
Yeah, I know. And I changed. I don't know. And I completely changed. I was like, now I don't care that much in a game. Like everyone's like stressing, like, oh my God, God, you got to win this game. Fortnite. I don't know. That was a really bad
analogy.
Yeah. But like now in a football game, I don't really care that
Didn't
much.
You and the stepbrother, I won't name him for confidentiality purposes, but you and, so basically I used to go down and help my dad coach your team when he was your coach.
Yeah.
And you and my stepbrother used to just get angry. And this is not a joke, right? They used to walk off the pitch. Like they just, something would happen in the game that they didn't like and they'd just go, fuck this. And they'd walk off the pitch. And my dad would be like, lads, just wait. Let me at least sub you off. And no. And I remember my stepbrother just walking off the pitch and sat on the bench, just like literally like the biggest charge has just had a strop. And basically, to be honest, I still think to this day, the reason they did it was because they were too good and they were playing with people that weren't as good as them. And they basically couldn't live up to
it. Was
because
bad,
they
though.
Had no mental strength about them.
No, we didn't.
And I still don't.
I personally think stepbrother was worse than me.
He was worse than
I think he was
but
much
you were
worse.
Still bad.
I had a few times. I wasn't that often.
You were still bad.
In my older age, I wasn't that bad.
No?
I was worse when I was younger.
Sitting down on the middle of the pitch.
That was when I was younger. That's
how young are we talking?
Like, mate, like 8, 9.
So what pissed you off to make you sit down?
Because
when you're 8 or 9,
I don't know.
What's fucking you off that much when you're 8 or 9?
I don't remember.
Like, when you're 8 or 9, like, life is fucking easy. You get fed, you get what?
It's all relative. When you're a kid, you think homework's really hard, but then you look back and you're like,
8 or 9, mate.
Yes, I know,
what
but like, it's
that?
All
like
relative.
Year 3, 2?
It's all relative. But
And you said what? So someone misspassed you and you were
maybe.
Like, fuck's sake, I'm 8 years old, I'm going to sit down here like a twat.
No, but it wasn't that traumatic that I remember the reason I sat down. It's just that kind
I
of stuff.
I bet the reason was shit as
it
well.
It was probably shit. And like that's why I ended up changing.
You must have been horrendous to coach.
Oh, mate. Oh, some of my coaches. I think I was a good player, but some of my coaches must have hated me because I was
Yeah,
because
you were just a twat.
But that's why I changed. I was like, there's no point in being like this ever.
Is that literally what something just clicks in your head? There's no point sitting down and making daisy changes.
Yeah, and just
anymore.
Walking off like that. Like now I literally like, whatever they say, whatever happens, I'll be like, oh, you get angry and stuff. You get annoyed at like your team not making a pass or not passing to you, stuff like that. But like, now I'm just like, whatever, it's just a game. It's literally just, it's just a game. There's more to life.
Is there?
No, actually. Football's football! Football's life.
But talking about, because that's quite embarrassing from you, I'm not going to lie.
I don't care. I'm not embarrassed.
Talking about embarrassing moments in football, right? We're going to throw it back to a school cup final where Shock Chaz was the captain of the school
for
team.
For fuck's sake, just wanted to bring up that
again.
Yeah,
that's it. And we played against this team in the final. We were massive favourites. We ended up going 1-0 down due to, I'm going to say, a tactical error from the coach where he should have been playing me centre-half, but he played me right back. Then when they went 1-0 up, we moved me to centre-back and I didn't concede for the rest of the game.
Who was the coach at this point?
Anyway, I don't want to say his name. He was an ex-PE teacher of mine. Very good. Other than that tactical decision.
I don't even know who you're on about.
But anyway, the embarrassing moment in this game was I was 1-0 down and this game was played at Aldershot Stadium. So for those who don't know, Aldershot are a team in the National League. They have a relatively big stadium for that sort of level of football. Like, you could probably fit, what, like 5,000 in there? I don't know.
Oh, I have no idea.
I have no idea. No. Like, a classic National League sort of stadium. Anyway, I got McGeady spin nutmegged on camera in front of, like, the whole school had come down to watch, and I got McGeady spin.
I did not know this.
It's on video somewhere. I got McGeady spinned nutmeg. If you don't know what a McGeady spin is, it's like this really skillful twisty 360 flick. No, it's more like a 270 flick, and he flicked it through my legs. Luckily, they didn't score. I think they hit a post. But it's on camera, and it was a player that we played with at Fleet Youth, and then we joined the same team afterwards, yeah. And then
we played with him at Fleet Youth?
Yeah. No, don't say his name. Yeah,
Is that him? Okay, yeah. Oh, my God.
How embarrassing is that in front of the whole school? I got McGeady spin nutmegged, and we ended up going on to lose the game. So that's, I captained my team to a school final, got McGeady spin nutmegged, and then lost.
So that person who McGeady spin nutmegged you was the first person I assisted when we played at Fleet Youth. Because the story is, I was about, I think I was 15, maybe 14, I can't remember. But I was in the bath.
In the bath.
In the bath. I was in the bath, just chilling. I got a call from Chaz.
Me.
This bloke here. And he rings me saying, oh, Mike, what are you doing? We need another player. And I think I was just the year below, like, you could actually play for the youth.
You were 1 year younger than to play.
Yeah, and then he was like, come down, come help out. So I hopped out of the bath, you know. I don't know how I got
busy
down there.
Bastard.
You know, I was busy, you know.
Oh, let me play, please.
Please. But no, helped out. I remember, I don't know if I came on as a sub or started. I probably came on as a sub But then I remember a goal kick came in, left foot, weak foot, touch, flicked it over to the striker, who was the one that McGeady spinned him. And then he went on to score. I remember my first assist for Fleet Youth.
Do you want to know something cool about me and my youth?
Oh, go on.
I had trials for Reading Football Club. Rest in peace, Reading, at the moment, by the way. Rest in peace, Reading.
Did you actually?
I'm actually going to quick shout out to Reading for all the turmoil they're going through, by the way.
Quick shout out. Yeah, let everyone know that they're going through shit.
No, but it's going, it is massive. They basically, for those that don't know, Reading are an absolute shit show at the moment. Their owner, I can't remember his name, it's off my head, but he's a bit of a wanker, and he's made two clubs basically be dissolved already, and it looks like Reading are going that way, hence why they stormed the pitch. But the reason why, so anyway, hold on, before I carry on, everyone back Reading and get their fucking owner out and get a new owner in. But the reason why I brought up Reading, okay, because when I was young, me and two others from my team were in a little football tournament. I don't know if it was 5-a-side, 6-a-side, whatever it was, but we got approached at the end of the tournament by some guy,
by Stevie Wonder.
And this guy was like, "There's number 10, number 7, and I think it was number 11 or number 9 or someone. They're gonna we want you to come down to Reading trials." So what did I do? I went down to Reading trials. So I trialed for Reading Football Club. Maybe if I'd have, side note, I didn't make it. I'll come on to why in a minute. But maybe if I got into the team, they wouldn't be in the situation they're in now.
No.
Because I would be like banging in goals and making assists and that. Okay. But basically, the reason I didn't get in was because I didn't score. This is no joke. They were only taking people's names in the trials of people who scored a goal.
Then how did you get into the trials in the first place?
As in, because I scored in a tournament, but at the trials, they were only taking people's names that scored goals. Maybe that,
that's a poor scout.
Maybe they only wanted attackers.
That's a poor scout. That's a poor scout for then.
Yeah, but I used to always front up my man. I wasn't that great looking back at being a right winger. That's why I turned to centre back, and I turned into like prime Javier Mascherano in his prime.
He wasn't good enough.
Gosh.
So yeah, you didn't make Reading. That's quite sad. I would say, did I have any trials? No.
Did you have any trials?
No, I played for the county. That's about it.
Oh my God, I played for the county. This is the most embarrassing.
Oh God.
I played for, it's just called the North East Hants Youth League team. It's basically like the team of the year for the county, in it, like the best players in the county play for the team.
Yeah.
And I had trialed for them a couple of times and never got in. Anyway, 1 year, I don't know why, but they called me up and they brought me on at half time.
Oh God.
And they brought me off 20 minutes later. I got subbed. How embarrassing is that? And then they won the league and they invited me down to the medal ceremony to get a medal, and I picked up a winner's medal after playing 20 minutes once and getting sub-subbed.
That is jokes.
That's good, isn't it?
I didn't realise that. The thing is, though, that was a weird one, because that county, like, we literally only had another team we play against, and that was Oxford. We played against them twice in the season, that was it.
That was it. And two-game season.
Yeah, and I literally played two games, and that was absolutely...
Did you score? No.
No.
It was a cold, rainy day, and I had a school football game in year five. During our warm-up, my tummy wasn't feeling amazing. I'm assuming it's because I've consumed a lot of Happy Shopper energy drinks before the game. Fast forward to the game. Can't remember which half it was, but one thing I do remember is running down the wing, waiting to receive the ball from the midfield. The ball never came, but something else did. I had indeed, whilst running my little legs down that channel, shit my pants. Luckily, it was a rainy day and we played on grass. Rather than say to my teacher what had happened, I decided to carry on and make sure I go down for a sliding tackle or at least fall over. It was a rather watery flow, so it cleaned up nicely. Changing room after the game, I'm straight to the toilet, pants off, and I'm commando for the rest of the day.
Oh my God.
Now, if that's not the perfect way to start this segment, I don't know what is.
That is like, that's Gary Lineker-esque.
That is Gary Lineker in his prime. So that is a story that, I won't say his name, but my friend sent me
about his
Sunday League stories. I'm not sure if it's Sunday League in year five, but he basically was playing right wing, didn't receive the ball, but received diarrhea, shat down his pants, and to hide that he'd shat himself, fell over. I really hope he just flopped to the floor. Like, everyone's like, what's that? Oh, you're so muddy. Let me wipe it for you.
Why would someone else wipe it?
I don't know. Just clean him up.
It's year five. Even if he'd shit himself, I'd feel bad.
Oh, talking about shitting yourselves, yeah?
Okay, carry on.
This isn't football related, right?
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God.
In year R, so I don't know if people call it year reception or year R, the year before year one, basically. I was in school and I just decided to shit myself, right?
What, like you early wanted
in the day.
To?
No, I don't think I wanted to, but okay, I just shit myself early in the day.
Yeah.
And I was too scared to tell my teacher.
No.
So I kept the shit in my pants, true story, the whole day until, like, you know when your mums were in the playground to pick you up? And the first thing I said when I went over to my mum was, Mum, like, I pooed myself. And she's like, why didn't you tell anyone? I was like, I'm scared, isn't it? So basically, I must have walked around school smelling like absolute shit, mate, for the whole day. And I just, yeah, but it also shows a lot of bravery, I think. Having the confidence in myself to walk around smelling like shit.
You can't flip it on yourself. Like, oh, I shit myself. But you know what? It was actually a brave thing I did.
I think it was brave.
Like Michael Owen, are you brave chucking the apples in the bin?
I think it was brave. I shat myself and I tested my own self-confidence to walk around smelling like shit.
You didn't know. You didn't know it smelled because you can't really smell your own poos that well.
Yes, you can. No.
That is joke. So I'm trying to think if I've ever shit myself. Yeah, anyway. No, okay, so here's a story from one of the fans, they shall remain nameless. So me and the lads got a little bored at school once. This was a Wednesday. So we decided to set the gas tap on fire.
What?
I know. We took a welder from DT and plugged it into the science lab and burnt a hole in the gas tap. So basically, they're rebels. Then we turned the gas tap on and set it on fire using a Bunsen burner. So anyway, skip to Thursday the next day. Me and the boys get caught and some of us run away and leave the school. The others stayed at school and went in the next day and got a one-day suspension. You're probably thinking, why is this football?
Yeah.
But here you go. So then we all go down to the game on Saturday and it's our head teacher reffing. No. He yells at me and the others who ran away and didn't come into school on Friday and gives a suspension two weeks. So they got suspended for 2 weeks in the form of a red card. So that he basically went, yeah, you know what? 2 weeks. 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Player, here now. What do you reckon he was called? Simon, get here now. You, because you ran away and you set the gas tap on fire, 2 weeks suspension.
You.
Not sure why he's got such a camp voice. No,
exactly.
Carry on.
We like to do that. Yeah, so then they went down, the former red card, and they banned us from the match. That's not all. One of the guys who stayed in school went for a 50-50 challenge when the ref tried to pick up the ball for halftime and Brexited this poor man straight into a wheelchair. I mean, that sounds a bit...
I'm going to guess that the end of that story's a lie. I think now it makes me feel like, is the whole story a lie?
Yeah, that's what you think. When people send in stories, you think there's an element of this that may be true, but then there may be a bit fabricated. But
for full context for the viewers that have no idea what we've gone on about, because we've talked about shitting ourselves and then telling stories. We are telling you the funniest Sunday League stories that we asked you to send in on the OG Boys Insta, at OG Boys, make sure you follow us. And yeah, we've just got a lot of stories that we want to tell that our viewers have sent in. And I really enjoyed that story, but I'm now worried that the end of it was a lie.
Maybe like an exaggeration, like I
put him into a wheelchair.
The referee. It's hard to say, really, if it was true. But there's one who said, we had Toby from the Sidemen arguing with the ref in our game. I mean, you got to play Toby.
It's a bit of a story, but it's not very exciting. Really, I've got a better one.
Go on.
Okay, so one time when the opposing team scored, the ref called it offside. Okay, this is where I think the story takes a bit of a turn.
Yeah.
And one of the grandmas on the side ran onto the pitch and tried to fight the ref. It was a hot day, though, just in case anyone cared. And she ended up passing out. And everyone thought she died, but like 2 minutes later, she woke up. She had some issues. She had some issues and was not really normal in the head. The rest of the game ended up getting delayed for like an hour, and I don't know why. What do you mean you don't know why? You just had a grandma with, by the sounds of it, massive dementia.
Near-death experience,
and you don't know why your game got delayed. Again, I think that story might be exaggerated.
Maybe instead of fighting the ref, she probably came on, maybe said a few words, you know, as they do.
What do you mean, as they do? Like as grandmas do, yeah?
Mate, I guess that's a good grandma.
I think this story is slightly better, though. Someone scored a nice volley, and he was hitting the gritty, and the ref joined in from the middle line. Dean just start gritties. Like.
I was going to do it, though. That's fucking vile. This is a proper Sunday League story. This is typical. So the weirdest Sunday League experience this person has had. After the game, our manager was going to pay the ref, but didn't pay the ref with cash, and instead paid the ref with a six-pack of Heineken. That's such a typical, like...
I thought that was going to go down a really, really, really...
No.
Ref, I don't have any cash on me, but is there another form of payment we can do?
That's definitely happened.
You reckon?
I reckon so.
What, like a blazer?
A blazer?
A blazer.
A blazer, yes.
Instead of payment. I don't think a six-pack of Heineken's worth...
It's not worth it.
It's like 25 quid to get.
It could have been like maybe someone was doing it
for... Maybe it's a crate.
Could have been a crate. Maybe this person didn't know. Yeah.
I got another one.
Yeah.
There was a lightning strike on a pitch not far from us. From a storm.
No. From a storm?
There was a lightning strike on a pitch not far from us from a storm we were playing in, and a guy died.
Oh.
That's very bleak.
I thought there was going to be a bit of
I thought humor. It was going to be a comedy to this story, but it's more that basically someone got hit by lightning.
And they died. Rest in peace.
Was it Usain Bolt? No, that's poor because you get it because Bolt.
I mean, no, that was poor. There's one. There were two people shagging under the stands, and we found them, and they got arrested for public indecency.
During the game? I have questions.
Maybe it was after the game. They didn't say exactly. Game, it could have been around...
Before the game?
There's a lot of questions there.
Was it a player?
Did they last the whole 90 minutes?
Definitely not.
I would have.
I don't want to talk to you about sexual activities. Boy. It wasn't Sunday League, but it was Saturday League. And we were at a tournament and my team was struggling. And to make things worse, our last game was a game we could win, but our defender was under pressure and tried kicking the ball out for a corner. But instead, he smashed it into the top bins of his own goal. He got a fiver. As we said, the first one to score gets a fiver, and it was the only goal we scored at the tournament. Now, that's just sad.
That is really sad.
You all get together with your mates. Oh, we're at a tournament. Oh, we're going to do really well here, lads. Like, that's a bit of, yeah. Whoever wins, we'll give you a fiver. Sorry, whoever scores first, we'll give you a fiver, yeah? No one scores. You score an own goal, and then you still give the fiver to the kid that scored an own goal.
That's just really upsetting, though, isn't it?
It's just a bit sad.
Like, I got a fiver, mum. What did you do that for? Yeah, scoring the only goal. Oh, really? It was an own goal.
Top bins, though.
It was top bins.
I think Phil Jones against Chelsea back in day, but anyway.
Yeah, no, that's true. Here's one. When I played in Sunday League, one day we played in heavy rain, and my teammate collapsed.
Oh.
Only for a few seconds on the pitch, that's what they said.
Okay.
They had to call an ambulance for him, and the ambulance came on the pitch, and all good. And then, all of a sudden, the ambulance got stuck on the pitch, and it couldn't move. So they had to call a tractor and to get, you know, get pulled out. So basically this guy is collapsed and probably is in the back of this ambulance trying to, you know, just
mate,
recover.
That could have been bad.
That could have been really bad.
That guy was literally having a heart attack and they're like, right, turn the sirens on, let's get him out of here. Just stuck in the mud.
Just mud squirting all the other players.
I was trying to think of like a really clever pun to do with like ambulance stuck in the mud football, but I couldn't quite think of one quickly enough.
What pun would there be?
No, I don't know. That's what I was saying. I was trying to think of
siren. No.
Anyway, yeah.
Yeah.
No, moving on. So last month, my cousin Audrey was in goal and had a NIHSS class 7 stroke just after a few minutes of playtime. He played till the end of the game. He did concede 7 anyway and was shortly rushed off to hospital. His left side is okay, but his right isn't. Right, cousin Audrey, I'm so sorry to hear that you had a stroke. But I shouldn't be laughing. The only reason why I'm laughing is because your cousin has said that you've played on until the end of the game. And then he's also said that you conceded 7 like it was nothing.
Wait, what side did they say he was?
Whoa.
they probably
his left side was okay, but his right isn't.
They were just shooting towards his right side. He was like,
Right, we're not going down this route. I'm not sure why someone sent that. Anyway, I'm going to move on to another story. This is just like a kind of one that hits me in the feels, literally. Oh. My balls hit the post while sliding and I had to have an operation.
Oh, God.
That
would hurt so much. Like, obviously that will hurt so much.
Yeah, having to have an operation.
On your
Do you
nuts.
Want me to tell you an actual Sunday League story from me?
Yeah.
And not a fan one.
Yeah, okay, go, yeah.
It's more of a Saturday or is it Wednesday story. So the changing rooms at the team I used to play were so weird. Like, as in a funny weird. Like, and it's going to sound so odd to someone that's never heard, like, if you've never been in a football change rooms with like older blokes and boys in that, like past the age of sort of 18, then you won't really understand this. But football change rooms are kind of like just weird. And I don't mean just like normal weird as in like making a weird noise or something, like weird, weird. And what I'll say here is we used to all shower, like in football change rooms, if you know or you don't know, footballers, they shower together.
Yeah,
there's a big cubicle, like a big bit of space with lots of showers. Everyone's naked next to each other, washing, and sometimes maybe someone drops the soap and things happen. No, I'm joking. But anyway, have you ever pissed in the shower?
Oh yeah, so all the time.
It really takes a lot of focus to actually piss in the shower. Like to folk, like you can't like wash your hair and piss.
No, not for me.
You have to really focus. Well, but what was quite funny is showers, I had a mate, again, I won't name names, but I used to like be showering and I'd have to really focus to start to piss. And I used to then grab my pisser.
His hose.
I wouldn't call it a hose. Grab my Tic Tac, turn my Tic Tac and really focus. And then what you'd start doing is you'd slowly aim. And you know when the Wii gets more and more power and you can sort of make an arch with it and it goes shh. Anyway, I'd start pissing towards my friend. And he's in the shower. So he's just showering normally, like washing his hair or whatever. And then eventually, like they'd never realize straight away because they're too busy feeling like they're pushing the shampoo out of their hair or like feeling the water on their head. So you just start pissing on their leg. And it sounds really weird, but it was so funny because they wouldn't realize for ages. So they'd be like 1 second for piss, 2 seconds for piss. And then they suddenly feel like a sort of warm sensation on the side of their leg. And they turn and they see you pissing and then they go crazy. And this guy used to just always then just sprint over and just bang me in the arm like with a punch.
They'd bang you in the shower?
No, punch me in the arm. But yeah, it sounds really weird, but I promise you it was funny.
So Chaz used to piss on people in the shower. That's basically
I wouldn't say people. It was generally one person. It was just funny to piss on him in the shower.
No, I don't worry, I have been pissed on in the shower.
Have
as
you?
Well. Yeah.
Where?
But for our youth team, we.
Where did they
piss?
Are
you okay?
On you? I keep farting.
Yeah, so no, they pissed on my leg as well. Yeah, and I knew straight away because.
How?
You know, sometimes these changing rooms don't have warm showers. So there's a cold shower hitting my face, hitting my head, and it's going down. Yeah, and then suddenly around my calf, there's a lot of warmth, and you think, that's a weird shower. And you look to the side and there's someone bloke pissing on you. But I'm not going to name names, but that bloke is now a TikToker. So that is all I'm going to say.
No.
Yeah.
What, do I know him?
Yeah. He's from my hometown, yeah.
It's me.
No.
I didn't piss on you,
I'm not saying it was you. It was not you.
There's someone else.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, there we go. Also, I've got another story from my youth team. I can't remember the ins and outs of how it happened, but what I remember is one of my teammates, obviously in a football change room, you generally have like a long bench that goes around the change room where everyone sits.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think it was the same mate. I promise you we didn't bully him, but it was the same mate. And one of my mates has stood up behind him and decided to pull down his own pants, grab his hose, and whack him around the head.
Oh my God.
So maybe his dick slapped him.
He must have a massive one.
It sounds weird.
No.
And it is weird, but it's also just fucking hilarious. And I don't know if people will really understand this unless you have been in or witnessed like a football change room. Like it is fucking strange and weird. And yeah, I just find it funny.